happy Super Bowl Monday. We love when an underdog wins, don't we?
You know, I'm really excited for New Orleans. I mean, now every day is going to be Mardi Gras.
It, you know what? They needed it. It was good. You just kind of go, okay, they deserve some happiness.
I believe it. Yeah, I think so too. Now, yeah. Keep in mind, here in Canada, most of us didn't see the amazing Super Bowl commercials. Because we got CTV running the same stuff over and over and over and over.
My sympathies to you.
It's not the same.
There's a whole world out there. So what have we got? We had, remember years ago, we had David Letterman with Oprah sitting on the couch eating chips.
This is my favorite
yes.
one.
Yes.
This year, we had David Letterman, Oprah, and Jay Leno sitting on the couch.
I got such a kick out of this.
Eating chips.
This is the worst Super Bowl party ever.
Now, Dave, be nice.
Oh, he's just saying that because I'm here.
Oh, he's just saying that because I'm here.
You can see it for yourself, by the way. I think it's so cool. At 102clearfm.com. I got a link there, too, and with, you know, a link to all the Super Bowl commercials.
Oh, great.
I heard Betty White playing football without even seeing the commercial.
Anything
that sounds funny.
With Betty White, yeah.
Anything with Betty White. She is the hottest, coolest thing right now.
I love it.
Betty White playing football. Babies talking about milkaholics. A house made of Bud Light cans falls slowly apart. It definitely was Super Bowl ads. By the way, you know they paid $2.5 to $3 million for a 30-second spot?
Wow.
What do you charge on Clear 102?
Not that much, I can tell you.
So it's a deal. You got to go.
It's a deal, yeah.
It's a deal.
102 Clear FM. That's where the deal is.
Hey, watching the game, what did you think of Queen Latifah and Carrie Underwood?
Carrie Underwood was terrific. She's got a voice from heaven. Queen Latifah was having problems.
I saw her pull out. We were watching it, but there was no sound.
Yeah, she was getting her feedback. So she, first of all, it started. She came on stage, and she's adjusting the volume on her little, which is a backpack, but she had it near the front.
Right.
Then she looked pretty stressed. Then she's getting feedback in her earpiece. That's what that is. Whenever you see them pull it out, it means they're getting the time delay. So that's not cool that the guys back in the control room forgot to even her out, to give her actual time. So somebody was behind the eight ball and didn't get her on time, so she's hearing herself like 6 second delay. And then she sounded like she was kind of out of breath. She just looked like there was stuff happening before she got to stage. I think in the end she belted it out and she was okay. But there were problems.
You know what, though? At least you know it's live.
Oh, at least you know it's live. There's no question. That's for sure. Now, I want to talk about another ad that you didn't see. A first Super Bowl ad by Google. Google rarely advertises. I mean, I've called them for interviews I've wanted to do for TV, and you know what? They've literally told me, we don't have to advertise.
Oh, really?
We don't need. And they're very like, we don't need to do it. So anyway, they had an ad on that was really interesting about helping you search for studying abroad and how to impress a French woman. And then it ends with churches in Paris and how to assemble a crib. And anyway, it was a very good one.
How to impress a French woman.
Yeah, how to impress a French woman.
How do you impress a French woman?
That's probably a trade secret, actually. You guys would know that better.
Google it.
Than I do. Yeah, Google it, exactly. Then there was Twitter, and then there was, you know, of course, the Bud Light commercials. Anyway, they were analyzed by the experts, and they say they did a very good job. This year, you were able to understand what the commercials were, and you were able to understand what the product was about. Didn't get lost in the entertainment factor that you still didn't know what the product was about. So
I love the Super Bowl ads. Listen, your neck of the woods, the courtrooms are getting busy, busy, busy today.
Very busy. Dr. Conrad Murray is going to plead not guilty in an L.A. court today. And by the way, you know what he did in the last couple of days?
He went to his tomb.
He went to his tomb.
That's kind of creepy. Why would he do that?
Maybe he's asking him and saying, please be with me, Michael. Tell them, guide me. I don't know.
Yeah.
He also didn't go inside the building. He just stayed outside, but he was at Forest Lawn. Charlie Sheen. He's going to be in court as well today, facing charges of assault in the Christmas Day incident with his wife.
And didn't one of his cars get stolen on the weekend? And pushed off a cliff?
Oh, yeah, right near my house.
Really?
Pushed off a cliff. His car was stolen from his driveway. They took his keys from his garage in the middle of the night. He didn't even know until his Mercedes type of OnStar service, it's not called OnStar, but the Mercedes service called and said, hey, your car's at the bottom of Mulholland. He goes, really? I was sleeping. Didn't know.
I'm surprised, to be honest, that that doesn't happen more often. Mm-hmm. I've been on Mulholland, and that's a steep cliff.
Oh, very much so.
Wow.
Every time I drive it, because I take it every single day, and every time I drive it, I go, how am I not ending up? What if I ended up at the bottom of the cliff? How many days do you think before anybody would find me?
I don't know, man. Ten
don't
and two.
Think.
Ten and two. Keep those hands on the wheel.
You'd probably find me, because you'd go, hey, she's not here for our 5 a.m.
Oh, yeah,
yet.
No,
that's right.
I'd track you down, Ann.
Yeah, you'd track me down.
We'll see you Wednesday.